Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
First things first, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
On Money FM 89.3, what are the broader London property investment opportunities for foreign and Asian investors? And what about long-term overseas investments?
Battersea Power Station offers a unique opportunity for overseas buyers. And who better to tell us than Simon Murphy, CEO of Battersea Power Station. Simon, thanks for coming today. Battersea Power Station has been called one of the largest regeneration projects in the world. Tell us what that means. How massive is largest, really?
Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me here.
Happy to have you.
Fantastic to be in Singapore and with you on the radio. So just as a context, our development is a 42-acre site. It's by the River Thames. It's opposite Chelsea. It's pure central London and very close to the new US embassy that opened last year. At the centre is this big power station, but for the avoidance of doubt, we're not producing any power these days. It's being redesigned as a new town centre for London. So an old building designed by an iconic architect, Sir Giles Gilbert Scott, who built and designed London's red phone boxes, amongst other things.
We're familiar with the concept. There's a St. James Power Station here in Singapore. It's a club.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's that they provide great spaces.
You know, yes.
Big, interesting spaces and a heritage space as well. Mm-hmm. So our site was acquired by our Malaysian shareholders, Satya, Sime Darby and EPF in 2012. And since then, they and we have been trying to create a new town centre and a new community for London. So very much a mix of uses. 8 million square feet of vibrant mixed-use development and served by a new extension to the London Underground system, the first extension for 25 years, which will bring thousands and thousands of people in and out of the site every day.
And so, hopefully a smaller gap, because it's always you have to mind the gap.
Certainly at Bank Station, you can mind the gap. We'll have the biggest tunnels, but the smallest gap without a doubt.
Yes. So we're
confident on that one. So do we think it's most exciting regeneration in London? Certainly.
It sounds like it, yeah.
And it's the last opportunity as well. There are no other big sites available like this in central London. So it's an honour to make the progress, which I think we are.
Mm-hmm. Go big or go home, right, really?
I think that was our shareholders' view. If you're going to do it properly.
Yeah.
And they've certainly, we've taken that to heart.
Okay. Well, Simon, we've heard that Battersea Power Station is expected to draw in about 40 million visitors per year. Yeah. Tell us, what are some of the main attractions of this project?
Our first phase, we have 8, is already open. There's 1,000 people living there, 20 businesses operating, all independent retailers. So that gives people a reason to come. And we already, last year, had over 2 million visitors. So we're proving the thesis as we go forwards. From 2021, when everything is open, there'll be many factors why people come down. They'll come to see this iconic building, which they've seen from afar but never been close to. It's set to become the centre of one of London's new tech hubs. So Apple have taken 500,000 square feet of space within the Power Station building. There's a great co-working brand called Number 18, which have taken 40,000 square feet, and others will follow. So our expectation is people will come because of that tech focus as well. We have 100 food outlets, we have 100 retail outlets from all over the world, from Singapore, from Korea, from Hong Kong, as well as from London. People are signing up and coming to join us. And on top of that, we have event spaces, cinemas, and even a chimney lift. So you'll be able to rise out of the building 110 metres up in the sky, like the great glass elevator, see the London skyline in a way that only the Peregrine Falcons have seen before. And finally, great new architecture. So to complement the power station, Frank Geary from the US, Foster and Partners from the UK are creating new iconic buildings. So we hope there's something for everybody and we'll hit the numbers.
So no smoke coming out of the chimney stacks anymore, the four iconic ones that are...
No smoke at all. As I say, a lift coming out of one, and out of the others there will be water vapour from our heating and cooling plant, but certainly no smoke.
But London's a historic city, Simon. Many icons, many landmarks. What do you think will make Battersea Power Station stand out?
I think it's an addition too. We've already had, as I say, people have seen this building, but they've never been able to go close to it. The scale is extraordinary. You could fit St. Paul's Cathedral inside and not touch the sides.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cultural icon, whether it be Pink Floyd covers or the King's Speech films. Mm-hmm. Again, for people to come in, see this amazing space, shop in it, walk around in it and enjoy it, I think will draw people in. We're trying to create a great new neighbourhood and a great day out, as well as a great place for people to live.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about property right now, yeah. Simon. How do you see London's property market at this moment? I mean, how are Brexit worries impacting any of the four sites and their predictions, estimates?
Brexit was announced in June 2016, our sales centre had one of its busiest ever months. The reality is that the exchange rate movements that we've seen, 15% and even more now, has been used by a number of people who want to come to London, who believe in the fundamentals of buying property in London, to invest. So perhaps counterintuitively, we appear to have benefited from the Brexit effect. Over the last year, we've held our sales prices. We've sold £120 million, so $250 million Sing dollars of residential apartments. And we're not immune to it, but we do seem in some ways to actually be benefiting from that opportunity. People still want to come to London. It's a great city. The fundamentals are strong. And so we think we can overcome the short-term uncertainty, which is Brexit.
Beyond price, though, what do you think the main draw for foreign and, say, particularly Asian investors are to London? I mean, do they particularly enjoy advantages?
Apparently, London has taken 18% of Asian outbound capital in 2018 against 13% the year before. So people are clearly taking advantage of the opportunity and still believing in London. I think we have the fundamentals there, whether it be the great education system. We all know about the legal system and the firm ownership of property. We think there's a great workforce in London, which is growing in relative competitiveness. So we are a global tech city. We have a strong labour force. We have a good education system. So the advantages there, the long-term advantages are the same as they've been. We've got the weaker pound, which gives greater value. And there are some signs that the property market actually is strengthening. London's resilient and it's a dynamic environment. As things change, London changes. We will always be highly relevant globally. Never complacent, but always believe that if we work hard and do our best, London will continue to be one of the world's great cities.
I mean, let's talk about what sort of market London is for the proper foreign property investor. Is it, say, better for house flipping or longer term investments, and why?
We're seeing, and I can talk about our experience, that the majority of people who are buying are investing for the longer term. Certainly at the moment, they see it's a good investment opportunity. If you buy a flat and rent it out, you get between 3 and 5% a year as a yield.
That's quite sizable, yeah.
Quite sizable, only 4 to 5%. People to date have had capital appreciation of 36%.
Oh, very nice.
And in a world where interest rates are low and probably going lower rather than higher, those sort of returns in a safe investment where you will always own that asset are proving attractive. So inevitably, we've seen some people capitalising and taking advantage of the profit uplift. But in general, people are staying with us and looking at the longer term.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the costs, taxes and so forth that foreign property buyers have to watch for in a place like London?
We, and I think probably similar to Singapore, have been subjected to increasing property taxes over the last few years. In 2015 and 2016, stamp duty land tax was increased, particularly for overseas and second home purchases, and that definitely impacted our market. There is no doubt that probably more than Brexit, the impact of the tax changes. So that's now largely been priced in. And as I say, our experiences, our sales rates and our sales prices per square foot have been very steady for the past year or so. So there are those taxes there, but I think that buyers can be satisfied that the price accommodates those now. I think also there's some recognition from government that whilst they might be politically interesting and positive, the taxes reduce social mobility, they reduce investment, and they don't generate meaningful additional revenue for the government. Mm. So at least one of the potential future prime ministers, apologies, of the UK, being Boris Johnson, has actually said that he will look at reducing some of those property taxes if or when he becomes prime minister, which personally I think would be a very sensible and wise
fingers crossed
course of action. From our perspective, certainly, yeah. Fingers crossed. Agree.
Which
with that.
Types of housing, though, would you consider ideal for foreign property investors in London? Say the shoebox apartment, maybe the two-storey townhouse, I don't know.
We've got some of all, and they've all sold well. I think one of the key things would be probably new builds are the right way to go. If you're 5,000 miles away from your investment, you want something that you know it's going to be trouble-free, that when you purchase it, you're not going to find that the roof leaks next week.
Oh, no.
And there's no one
the
to...
boiler explodes or something.
The boiler explodes,
yeah.
And there's no one to fix it. So, the new build, you get it with the developer's guarantee. You get something which is clean and shiny, requires less maintenance, and I think that's clearly what we see the way to go. In terms of rentals, we get good yields from studios up to the two and three beds across the piece. They are most lettable. That's what's in demand from the UK population. So I think apartments, studios to three beds in new build is the place that I would certainly put my money. And indeed, when investing in Asia, that's where I have put my money. So I've done it in reverse.
Is it still location, location, location though, Simon?
Location is, they don't make any more land, as we say. Like, there's only the one power station, So that's iconic. Mm-hmm. Central London is the place to be. And if you are centrally near to good parks, near to the river, near to good education.
Transportation nodes.
People will pay a premium to be there. So you might have to pay a premium on the way in, but if prices appreciate, whether it be your rental yield or your capital appreciation at the end, you will get it back with a premium on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your long-term outlook for investment properties? I mean, Simon, what sort of appreciation or rental yield can our foreign investors look forward to?
We're getting 3% to 5% in yields. We've got 36% uplift so far. I think the market is undoubtedly waiting to see what happens with Brexit. In the UK, we've got Brexit fatigue, and realistically, it's just we want it to go away and get on with life.
Also, thus far, it seems like it's not really been affecting much.
No, it hasn't, but I think it has.
But it is wearing people down.
We would be better off without it. We just need certainty. As I say, London's resilient, London's adaptable. We will move forward. So we look forward to getting an answer on that in the next few weeks and months. And then I think I and others closer to the market than me even believe that we would see an element of a Brexit bounce. Certainly there's UK demand, which is not being satisfied. People are waiting to see what happens. Once Brexit's clear, I think we should see some additional uplift in capital values and the yields continuing to be robust. So now could be a really good opportunity to invest in the market.
All right. Big thank you to Simon Murphy, CEO of Battersea Power Station. Simon, thank you so much.
Thank you all very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.